Hey guys, this is Eminist Utopia, and this is the aftercare for the I Got Gang Raped on a Train audio, specifically for people who enjoy and seek out content that revolves around and includes non-consent. That is the current working title of the audio. I don't know if that's what it will actually be named. I couldn't settle on a name, and if I don't record the aftercare now, I'm not going to get a chance to later, so please pardon if there is any incongruity between the names of the audio. And also, since this is the aftercare for people who do enjoy the kink, I am probably going to be saying the R word, just as a heads up. It's been a while since we've gotten to do aftercare like this. There was an audio that I posted a long time ago, and it got some interesting feedback, so I took it down and I reposted it months later, and it was a whole process in my head of, like, we're gonna ramp up to it with, like, CNC and consent and, like, the speaker receiving rape audios and stuff like that, just to, like, juxtapose it and show, like, you know, like, just because somebody makes a rape audio doesn't mean that they condone or encourage rape. It's a fantasy, right? And it's a fantasy that I engage in from all angles and perspectives, not just a male speaker aggressor, or I like to use the word giving, male speaker giving, right? And it was this whole calculated process where I felt like I needed to, like, ramp up to it and then ramp down and just, like, make sure that, like, nobody was gonna get, like, up in arms about it, or to prevent it from my end as much as I possibly could. And it's been a while since I just stopped and enjoyed something like this for myself. And I'm telling you that because I want you to know that I enjoyed myself. Sometimes I think people get worried that my distress in the audio is, like, legitimate. And in a way it is, but we'll get there later. But, like, It's a fantasy, right? And I enjoyed myself. So you don't have to feel bad about if you liked this audio. You don't have to feel bad if you liked listening to me struggle. Because I liked doing that. When I record, and I'm doing an improv and I run out of something to say, or when I run out of things to say, or if I say something, like, wrong, right? If I trip over a word or something, I'll actually hit the button to stop recording. And then I'll stop and I'll think, or I'll regroup, and then I'll hit record and I'll start again. And then the final product that you guys hear is all of those snippets, edited together. And so I don't want anybody thinking that I'm some form of, like, improv genius. I'm not. It involves a lot of stopping and thinking, but, a lot of audios that I make tend to be, right, like, 10, 15, 20 plus, like, snippets where I have to, like, stop, right? Or I mess up, or I, like, have trouble getting in character, or have trouble getting a line right. And for this one, this is one of those audios where it took me, like, I hit record and it was, like, almost all the way through. I think I cut, like, 3 times, like, total, which is very few for me. I'm not a like, once all the way through performer. I just don't have that ability. I'm telling you this to kind of drive home the idea that, you know, this was easy for me. This was, like, a safe place for me. I felt good. I felt, like, safe and secure from an emotional standpoint while I made this audio. So you can enjoy it. You can enjoy it guilt-free. You don't have to feel bad. I think when it comes to the rape kink, right? There's not a whole lot of it that caters to, like males being the receiver, which I think is a little unfair, because everybody should get to enjoy both sides of the dynamic. I can talk. See, I edit the audios, but I don't edit these. This is just my stream of consciousness. I usually have, like, some bullet points that I try to go through, but really it's just me rambling for X amount of minutes. But, what was I saying? Oh, gosh. Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah. And so, like, I think a lot of people feel shame sometimes about enjoying stuff like this. Even I feel that way a lot of the time, where I'm just like, am I, like, does this make me, like, abusive? Or, like, does this make me a bad person if I, like this kind of thing? And I'm just here to tell you, like, that's not the case, right? There's a difference between, like, actually wanting to harm somebody and enjoying something in a safe, controlled, and consensual environment, which is what this is, right? I think that's something that's really magical about audios, is that at the end of the day, like, there's very little, there's very few ways to not make it, let me rephrase this. It's very difficult for it to be an actual non-consensual experience, right? Because, like, we're both in control the entire time, as both the listener and the performer, right? Like, it's very improbable. I'm not going to say impossible, because you never know, but, like, it's nigh impossible that, like, this was recorded, edited, and posted by me without my consent. And also, there's an aftercare here explaining the process, right? And then there's also very little chance of you experiencing this audio without your consent in any way, right? Because, like, right, like, the listener has to click on the audio, and you have control the entire time, right? That pause button, that back button, that close tab button, it's always at your fingertips. So I think it's really great that GWA is a space where people can, like, really enjoy this kind of stuff and express this kind of stuff without the risk of it, you know, like with like some visual porn, like, it, you never want it to be real, right? Like, and sometimes it gets really spooky with that stuff. So, like, I think audios are a really good place for that. I feel really strongly about making this kind of content. It's been a little while, but I'm hoping to, like, make some dark stuff as we progress through the next month or two. So don't feel bad about enjoying this kind of stuff. You're not alone. I'm right there with you. And do so safely, right? Don't let anybody, like, put you in a position that you don't want to be in, right? Just because you enjoy something like this doesn't give anybody else the right to treat you poorly either. I think that's something that I don't really cover in a lot of aftercares. But, you know, and I don't think this is something that you guys need me to tell you, but I think it's just nice to hear every once in a while. It's just like, just because I like this doesn't mean, like, someone else has the right to, like, force me to do anything in a non-fantasy scenario, right? So, yeah. Sorry, this one was a little, this aftercare was a little bit extra stream of consciousness-y, but, yeah, so, I had a good time with this, and if you had a good time with this, then I hope that you did so without any form of guilt, because I made this for you, the people who enjoy this kink, you know? I made this for you to enjoy. I made this because I think this should be a space for us as a group, you know? So, yeah, thank you for listening, and hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Thank you very much, and bye.